intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 14th day of January, here at Republic Broadcasting. Prepper tip of the day is to make sure you get spare parts for your battle rifle, whatever that is for you. If you got more than one rifle, just pick one out to be your main battle rifle. And be sure you've got extra firing pins, extractors, and springs. If you don't have a clue how to do that, talk to your gunsmith. If you don't have a gunsmith, you need a gunsmith, a local certified gunsmith, not a hobbyist. Your local certified gunsmith, and your local certified gunsmith can put together that kit for you on your behalf. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a gentleman who began a quest about a decade ago to become quite knowledgeable in anything and everything to do with how to incorporate doTERRA essential oils into your daily life to help you have that happy, healthy, fun-filled, pain-free life that we all want to have. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. We've gotten you for about 45 minutes before you run off to more training. What training would that be this morning, sir?
Well, yesterday I was doing the advanced martial arts out here in Pahrump, Nevada. And so we're doing everything, you know. People say, "Well, I always carry." Well, you can't do that on a plane very easily, and so or in a courthouse and places like that. So by having these skills, you know, improvise weapons, the whole gamut. So they were using sticks and knives, everything else. So it's a very informative class, and you know, having these skills. Even if your firearm goes down, having these skills up close are imperative. So you know, we were doing that, and then now we're in 4 weapons class, where this is the pinnacle class at Fortsight, where they use handgun, rifle, shotgun, and Uzi. And so they're doing everything across the board, vehicles and things of that nature. So it's a lot of fun, and you know, since it's a really select group of people to get to this level who are that dedicated, and this is like, you know, preppers who are thinking, you know, I've got to cover all my bases: food, water, light, energy, power, medical, everything. And so that's you know, the kind of the cadre there. So it's a lot of fun, and you know, I have a lot of friends that are in this class, so it's more like a reunion. We all talk about what we've, and they only do it once a year, so we talk about all of our improvements each year and things of that. So, So you know, we're doing these classes, and I also sent you some pictures. Did you see those pictures I sent you?
I saw the photos. Great photos of elk hunting, and then some elk meat hanging in the cold storage area there. It was great. Looked like, and some turkeys on the deck. Looked like the turkeys were having some kind of conference or something. I don't know what.
They were.
Well, Leon, once you're old enough, you can do what I do, and that's carry a nice, thick, solid oak cane. Because you're old enough, you can even get on an airplane with it. I found out when I flew to Europe 2 years ago. Which a solid oak cane, about three feet long and about an inch in diameter, can certainly be a formidable weapon in the hands of somebody who knows what they're doing, can't it?
Absolutely, and that's one of the classes. You know, they talk that the three main things are strike, stab, and parry, and so
that's right.
those three methods. Highly effective, and you know, it could be 4 to 6 feet long, 5 feet long, and it is considerable. And even if they do have a piece coming towards you or a knife, it gives you extended reach. You know, great for the eyes and throat. And so, yeah, and I'm excited because I have one of those Bob, the human form. It's called a Bob XL, and it's anatomically correct, so you can work on your skills and your placement, and you can adjust the height and things like that. And so I brought it outside. I just need to go out there and work with it, and bring my, you know, have my son and I work on it. So I'm excited about bringing him out here to do the classes now that he's old enough. So he has the confidence to realize that, you know, you aren't going to go pick a fight. You're not going to be a bully, but you're not going to let innocent people get hurt or yourself get hurt because of lack of knowledge.
Well, just assuming the position of the bayonet fighter with that cane would be enough to deter most aggressive men, unless they were so completely wiped out on drugs and or alcohol that they didn't have any sense left. But a healthy adult male or a healthy adult woman, assuming that position, because they've done it maybe a couple hundred times already, and it's very clear that they're not messing around, that may be enough to bring any confrontation to a halt right there, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Your presentation, your confidence, and your fluidity is evident, even by people who are whacked out. They're like, wow, I've chosen the wrong person. And a lot of times it'll give them pause or cause. And even if you're against multiple people, the other people that may be watching will say, okay, this is definitely not the right person. We've chosen wrong. We better take our shark pack or our rat pack and go elsewhere. And some people are just whacked out, but you just have to have the skills to work on it. And the same thing applies with food. And like with doTERRA, the oils, what's nice about the oils specifically is, unlike drugs, which are like sniper rifles, they are against the symptoms, but they don't do anything to the underlying cause. So the oils are like more like a shotgun. They are able to address a multitude of issues with one or two drops. So it's like the peppermint. It is a vasodilator, so it increases your oxygen flow. You're able to think better, and it increases oxygen to the brain. It's also analgesic, and for people who have sciatica, it'll eliminate the pain. So even though one or two drops will get in your bloodstream, it's going to help a myriad of issues. For hot flashes for ladies, you know, between the 40s and 60s, you know, it's miraculous. For headaches, so it covers a multitude of issues. It's like the ultimate multi-purpose tool in the medical capacity. And so that's why I like the oil so much, because it has, and they don't expire. It's like having a Leatherman that's permanently will not rust. And unlike Leathermans, where a lot of times they are, sometimes they aren't the best tool. It's not like a hammer. So the oils have so much duplicity, and some are actually better than others. Like lemon is phenomenal as being a blood pressure regulator. If it's too high, it'll bring you down. If you're too low, it actually increases it. People ask, how can that be? My drugs only go one direction. And I always remark this way: God doesn't make mistakes, and he doesn't do side effects.
I like that. God doesn't make mistakes, and God doesn't do side effects. How so very true that is. Well, we're getting more listeners all the time. They're Leon, because I'm with this TV show every Monday with Doug Hagman for 2 hours, and Doug's a great guy. We've known each other for quite a few years, and we're picking up a lot of new listeners who've never heard of Leon Green, never heard of doTERRA oils, but we're here to educate them, aren't we, sir?
Absolutely, and that's what our goal is, so you can learn more about it. But just like in the last radio, the last hour, I heard you talk about 10 months. You know, that starts to put things in perspective. Anyone who's a parent starts to think, hey, this is like a pregnancy. I know what I have to get done. I have to start working on everything, whether it's if you're a new parent, you know, setting up a room or getting a crib, all these things you have to start preparing. Diapers, go down the list. So if you know we are in that 40 month or 40 week window, we need to have game plan and focus. And right. even if he comes back in and there's not civil war, you have the preparations intact. But if we continue to see the stupidity in Virginia and other locations, and I just talked to a guy from Canada, one of my great friends from Canada, you know, he talked about how President Trudeau now, they have policies intact now that they're going to take away all of the semi-automatics and handguns, including revolvers, up in Canada. And so he has pretty much dual citizenship, and he's like, I've got to bring all the toys that are not registered specific to him down here, and the ones that are, take everything apart and give it to them. If they come in the next 6 to 8 months, they're going to take everything from the Canadians. I'm just despondent to think about how bad that is, and I think that contagion is going to cross the border, just like Virginia wants to continue to travel. So, look, you have to get started now and do not procrastinate.
Well, we do. You brought up some thoughts just now when my wife was pregnant with our daughter, how we were preparing the nursery for this soon-to-be-born child, fresh coat of paint, all the furnishings, the little bed for the child, and all the things that are necessary for a baby. We used cloth diapers, and we were making our own formula using unpasteurized cow milk and other things that were very healthy, as well as breast milk, and all those things for that 9 months leading up to the child being born that we were doing. Those 9 months went by pretty quickly. They did. And these 10 months we've got now before this election will pass pretty quickly. Now, we're not getting ready for a baby to be born, but we're getting ready. I'm getting ready. You're getting ready. And the oils play a role in this. We don't know what's going to happen. The people who do know aren't talking. That would be George Soros, Hussein Obama, Valerie Jarrett. They know how to keep a secret, and this is a well-kept secret, exactly what they have planned. So we have no choice but to plan for the worst by preparing now, and that includes gaining knowledge of what the oils are, what they can do. Here's how you do this. You're just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. Here's your starting point. First of all, get a copy of the book. You want two different editions of the same book. The title of the book is Modern Essentials. Modern Essentials. The fifth edition and the 11th edition. The fifth edition says things are not allowed to say anymore, thanks to the Food and Drug Administration. The 11th edition was published this past September as new oils in there that were not available back when the 5th edition was published. That's number one. Number two, go to my website. Go to thelibertyman.com. You'll see a drop-down products menu. So click on that. And the fourth thing down is doTERRA oils. Just click on that and you'll be at my doTERRA website landing page. That's where you can start making your decisions about what you want to do. And the best thing is in terms of bang for the buck, is to get a kit. Get the most expensive, largest kit that you can afford. Right, Leon?
Absolutely. I always recommend you get the largest kit you can afford, but don't go in the debt. Get it have the oils, get the books, get the kit, and start applying them now. And so, you know, even out here, two friends in the advanced class that I've known for years, one person had, he'd been in an accident, and now he has sciatica issues. I told him about peppermint, and I showed him the book. He took pictures, and he said, yes, my girlfriend does it with another company. But I didn't even think about that. He's been taking so many drugs, even though his girlfriend has, you know, does that. And so, and then another one, you know, has, he had a patch over his eye, and he's dealing with glaucoma. And I asked him about that, and he's Asian, and I said, are you open to that? And he's like, oh, I've tried all these drugs, and it's like, wow, well, you know, you can keep doing it, but if it hasn't helped and you start to go blind and deal with surgeries, that doesn't make sense. And he said, yeah, you're right, I should look into this. So I had already had all these things. I had them in the cart, not in the cart, but as an email while I was listening to them talk. And I said, if you open to that, I'll text it or I'll email it to you. So I sent it to him, and now the ball's in his court. You know, when you're driving with one eye, it definitely impacts your ability to have depth perception. And you really have to take, yeah. So, I mean, I've tried, you know, driving that way, and also with defense, it's very, very difficult. And so,
I'll tell you how to do it. A friend of mine, he was a Navy corpsman in Vietnam, wounded 9 times, the 9th and final injury, he lost one eye. And he ended up being an ambulance driver for the city of St. Louis. And I asked him, how in the world do you do that? How do you get depth perception? He says, real easy, John. While I'm driving, I just turn my head left to right continuously to give myself depth perception.
Absolutely. And the same thing applies when you wear night vision goggles. When you turn your head back and forth, you know, you normally have 40 degrees of per eye. And so it doesn't go to 80 degrees when you put both eyes, and it's only about 50, I think it was like 53. And so when you turn your head back and forth, you increase your peripheral, and you improve your depth perception. So it does make a huge difference. I'm glad to hear that, you know, the techniques that I'm using is exactly what this corpsman had used, because of how important it is for him to be. And being a driver, think about it. He's taking your parents or kids to the hospital quickly, and you want him to have the best ability. So, yeah, he's overcome those limitations. And so right now, the limitations we have are time and money and effort. And so if you think in everybody talks about 100 million people watching the Super Bowl. You know, I have so many more important things to do than that. If we need to, we could always record it and watch it later. But when I look at all the things that need to be done, and people are going to look back a year later thinking, wow, what did I miss out on? I did not do this, 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 and this. And that hobby farm down the street that you keep talking about, you know, if they don't have a hobby farm or getting ready for seeds and sprouted seeds and things of that nature, they're going to kick themselves. And I heard you talk about that, the reluctant husband, about, you know, pushback and getting prepared. You know, there are several.
Well, that's how it's going to break down in these married couples. If the husband is getting prepared and the wife isn't, that's probably a best case scenario, because the husband will do the things that will keep the family alive. If it's the opposite, the wife will focus on the things that women know and understand, which would be food storage and preparation, medical supplies, child care, the things that most women understand most of the time, which are essential, but not typically an immediate matter of life and death, such as the physical defense of the family. The oils can and should be part of preparation. We talk frequently, Leon, about taking one pharmaceutical product at a time. Many people are taking 5 or 6 or 8 or 9, one at a time, substituting the correct oil and the correct amount of oil, the correct application of the oil, to substitute for a pharmaceutical product, which is expensive and dangerous. And typically don't work that well to begin with. But that's, you know, these 10 months, people can be doing that. They can be weaning themselves off of pharmaceutical products and substituting the oils. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are here, more here on Tuesday, the 14th of January. I'll be speaking in Orlando, Florida. Saturday, we'll be speaking in, not back then. And we're back. And we are back. Now we're back. Okay. I'll be speaking in Orlando, Florida, Saturday, the 8th day of February. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We can also buy tickets. I'll be speaking in Indianapolis, Indiana, Paul Begley's event, MegaQuake 2020, Indianapolis, Indiana, May 1st and 2nd. Details and tickets available at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Leon Green. We're talking about something that will help you have a healthier life, a better life, more energy. That would be doTERRA essential oils. They've been around for several millennia. The oils are mentioned in the Bible more than 200 times, Leon, more than 300. What is it?
Yes, sir, more than 300 times in the Bible.
Essential oils were found in King Tut's tomb, which predates the New Testament, at least. And they use these oils for one reason, and one reason only. They work. That's why our ancestors, for more than 2,000 years, have been using these oils. Simply and plainly, they work. No side effects. Relatively inexpensive. People look at these little bottles, these half-ounce or one-ounce bottles, and think, man, that's a lot of money. But when you look at how many drops are in there, it's counterintuitive because in the American culture, usually more is better. But when the instructions for the oil say one drop or two drops, they mean one drop or two drops, don't they, Leon?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And you don't have to, and what's nice about the oils, you can't overdose and you don't become tolerant to them, unlike drugs. I mean, think about it. Anyone who's on pharmaceuticals knows that the doctor will look at their results, lab results, and if they're objective, and they can see, okay, we need to crank it up. So they keep cranking it up. And so the business model of the pharmaceutical companies who make billions of dollars annually is not for you to have your issues resolved. It's to be a continual customer until you die. And so it is crucial that if you have an option to do something natural that is organically based, like you are an organism, unlike the petrochemical that are made from the petroleum that comes in from Iran and Saudi Arabia and the North Shale Sea, the beds. And so what happens is you can use these oils naturally like they have for millennia. And in people who are, doubting Thomas's, I ask them, well, what did they have before, 150 years ago for drugs? I'm like, well, what did they have? I don't know. And it's like, think about it. If they weren't effective, millions of people would have died who did not know about it. So they have the local plants, and you think of culinary plants, typically for medicine. So peppermint, marjoram, oregano is a super antibiotic, cinnamon. And so those two alone conquer all four pathogens, bacteria, viruses, parasites, and fungus. And so those, when people always ask me, well, what should I continue stocking up on? I said, get those two alone. And I use On Guard. I took a couple more drops, and I'm out here, out exercising in the cold, and it's in the 20s at night, and I have an infrared thermometer, and I'm looking at the difference between inside and outside, and I have a heater inside the tent. And people say, you make enough money, why don't you stay in a hotel? But I'm out here for 5 weeks. So the $2,000 I'd waste on a hotel, I can use for better night vision and more food and more sprouting seeds and getting AMS oil in all my vehicles. So it's a matter of working on my preps. I get an extra 2 hours of sleep out here, and I don't waste extra gas because I'm out in a hotel being exposed to all the bugs and bed bugs and everything else. So my attitude is I like this because I have more freedom and I can have time to think and books to read. So, with this, the baby concept or the pregnancy concept I brought up this morning is we need to start focusing our preparedness, having a game plan, and actually implementing it because it's like insurance. You don't want it to happen. You don't want to get in the car accident going to work today. But if you do, you have a parachute, a backup. But people who have no insurance, who have no backup, yes, they can have a huge calamity, whether it's car insurance, home insurance, renters, whatever. The insurance is not because you hope it's going to happen. You have it as a backup. Right now, if you have no food backup, it's like what I just watched on a YouTube channel last night. A woman who devised Sweden right now is pretty much going into alarm mode because they are getting inundated with Russian preemptory strikes and tests and probings, and they see the subs all over the place. And so, they even sent out a packet, and this was confirmed by a friend of mine who is from Sweden. He said, yeah, we got this about a year ago, and I saw the picture, and I'm going to get a copy, a PDF copy, and I'll forward it to you. But in essence, the country of Sweden says, get on the ball.
All right. We'll get back to this conversation after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 14th of January here at Republic Broadcasting. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, we're talking about health and wellness. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. The energy cleaner by itself is not the silver bullet. The essential oils, doTERRA essential oils, are not by themselves the silver bullet. It's a combination of all these things. The energy cleaner, the essential oils, a great diet of healthy, clean food, preferably organic food, healthy, clean water with no sodium fluoride, no chlorine in it, and a great attitude, and of course, a proper amount of exercise in the great outdoors. All these things combined together. Where's the energy cleaner in all this mess? Well, it's part of it. I sleep in my energy cleaner signal every night. My energy cleaner is parked right next to the bed. My mattress pad is plugged into it. So I get that signal 8 hours every night, helping me sleep as good as a small child every night, waking up pain-free in the morning. If you've got arthritis pain, quite frankly, you need an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included, American zip codes. And, of course, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So check out the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. The mattress pads that go with it. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Leanne, we got you for what? Another 10 minutes or so before you got to run off to your class. You have helped people. We've been giving out your phone number here for a number of years, giving private consultations and helping people get a little side business going. It could become a big side business if they choose to. But when people call you, they have access to both, don't they, sir?
Absolutely. And so, yes.
What is that?
The phone number is 303-495-2188, Mountain Time.
That's Mountain Time, 303-495-2188. Leon's going to be in his class this morning, but leave a message and he'll get back with you in a timely manner. If you have a private question about health-related matters and want to know what oils will help, Leon will help you with that. If you want to get your own business started as a doTERRA essential oils distributor yourself, he can help you with that. And it's all a win-win situation, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And like you said, it's, you know, you can work on getting healthy for the next 10 months. And people always talk about resolutions, New Year's resolutions. And my attitude is, you know, make these changes now so you and your family improve. And regardless of what comes, if you have a better quality of life, you're healthier, and it has a huge impact, you know, rollover effect. It also shows your kids that you should not expect to be in the hospital and live in the hospital. I mean, the only time I visit hospitals when I have people on my team and group that say, hey, this is what's happened, whether it's a catastrophic calamity or, you know, a chronic disease that's been, you know, it's been building up. So you and I always talk about how many times, you know, we don't take pharmaceutical drugs and how many, you know, since the 70s and things like that. And so my attitude is everybody can have that same quality of life if you get started. And if you just keep putting it off and procrastinating, that doesn't do your body, your family, or your legacy any good at all. So get started now. Get the oils, get the education, and see the benefits. I mean, we have one product called the Lifelong Vitality. It is a super multivitamin, and it's the only guarantee we have that if you don't have less pain, less inflammation, and less more energy, then we will give you 100% return. Just send back the empty bottles, and we will do that. I've never seen anybody return those because of how effective they are. And they incorporate some oils, frankincense and others, but it is that effective. And so people who have chronic inflammation, all the itises of life, and autoimmune diseases, they remark how much better they feel using that. And it's very simple. And so they use, you know, six in the morning, three sets of two capsules every morning, and two at night. And so I sleep better, less pain, and I work out a lot. And so I went skiing for 5 days in Park City, and so, yeah, I have all these aches and pains. Well, they're going to be much more exacerbated when things go south and you don't have access to free power and so or cheap power. And so now it's going to be all manual. And so by having these oils now, you learn the skills. They're very simple. You have the book and you have the references, and you can see the benefits. And so now you can stock up on those just like you should be stocking up on food and seeds and gauze and everything. So, you know, just do a little bit every day and you'd be surprised how fast your learning curve will improve, and healthier you get, and your kids and family, and it makes a big difference. And even out here right now, there are two friends that work here at Frontsite that are sick. I'm like, wow, they are out of work, or they're not working now because of that. And I'm like, you know, you talked about how expensive that can be. A bottle is $20. Well, if that bottle lasts you 4 months, using two drops in the morning and two at night, and you don't get sick, you're not wasting sick pay. And you aren't at home with diarrhea and vomiting and a fever when you can be productive and improving your work life and getting more money to buy the things you want to do and go on vacation. So to me, it's just crazy when I see people that are sick that know about benefits and they still don't do it. It's just, I look at them and it's just like, wow, three heads. That's the only thing.
That's sure. I don't know. It is that lost productivity, the suffering is absolutely unnecessary. This fall, Leon, I finish year number 35 of no pharmaceutical products and begin year number 36. This is my halfway through my fourth decade. And the lost productivity nationwide from people suffering from illnesses that is, they're absolutely unnecessary. And my job and your job is to let people know that it's not necessary. You can be healthy. You don't need to be sick. You don't need to take pharmaceutical products. You can actually have a healthy life, a healthier life, I should say, if you get away from pharmaceutical products and use what God intended, and God intended us to use the essential oils, I believe. That's why they're in the Bible more than 300 times, aren't they?
Absolutely. And so, you know, it's very simple. You know, reach out, call me, but more importantly, you can get the books on Amazon and directly from the sources, Modern Essentials, and you can get that ordered today. And the oils you could order today, and you'd have them typically within 3 business days. They always say 7 to 8 just because they know how companies can be, but typically the company is so efficient. Anywhere in North America, they get it in 2.4 days. That's how efficient the average time is. And so it's a very simple technique to get started and get the oils. Reach out to me, and you can actually have, you know, you can start seeing relief in a matter of weeks. And in many cases, depending on, you know, the severity of the problem, it can be a matter of hours. So, you know, I've had people who have insomnia. And like you said, you know, back pain alone is attributed over $300 billion worth of lost productivity, pain medicines, and all those things. Well, you know, that can be negated and minimized just by proper movement, but also by, you know, eliminating those issues, not just putting on Icy Hot, that is a chemical, on your back. I mean, helichrysum that is in deep blue actually regenerates nerves. So there's a big difference between something that is, you know, plastic, which is a petrochemical, and something that is natural, which is a plant. You know, in Genesis 1:29, God said, "For I give you all seed-bearing plants for your benefit." He didn't say, "I give you some." I give you all of these plants that are beneficial to you. And so if you know those concepts and you apply them, you can use them very simply, and they are natural. And your body knows, your cells know the difference between something that is plastic and something that is real. And so, you know, I look at these, sometimes I see people out here, just walking around, going to Walmart, you see people that are completely rotund, and I'm like, wow. And it's not that they eat tons of food, it's they have a very toxic diet. And right. So these oils can be very beneficial in that regard, too, because they can. There's one called Slim and Sassy that reduces your appetite, and it eliminates toxins and increases metabolism. So if people are sedentary, it has a huge impact on that. So, you know, and even once you do get to the weight you want to, you can continue using the oil thereafter to continue getting rid of all the toxins in the greasy foods and the preservatives and the plastic bags and the cans. I mean, when you look on the side of a container you're buying, like drinks last night, everything had high corn fructose syrup. And I'm like, wow, that means it's GMO too. So, I mean, we think, you know, why are we so fat? And it's because we eat toxic food. And
that's
so
right.
You can mitigate.
That's right. I go out of my way to get organic salads. It's well worth it. Leon, I know you need to scoot and get to your class. We thank you for being with us, sir, and look forward to having you back next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. Bye, John.
Hey, thank you. What a guy, Leon Green. What a guy. Well, you're getting the information. We're leading you to the water. What's the old saying? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Well, I don't want to make you drink. I don't want to make you do anything. I want to make sure you've gotten the information to make your own decision. And hopefully that decision will be to do the right thing for the right reasons. Now, the Holy Bible doesn't have recipes for chocolate chip cookies in it. It doesn't have silly stuff in it. The Holy Bible has what's important in it. That's why these essential oils are mentioned more than 300 times in the Holy Bible, because they're important. Because they work. Now, if you get started with the oils, it'll be a learning process. The book Modern Essentials is not the kind of book you would sit down and read cover to cover, although you could certainly do that, and it would be a great education. Typically, I use it as a reference book. If I have something I want to look up, I just look it up, find what oils I need, and go ahead and start using those particular oils. That's what I do. Now, if you do want to read it cover to cover, God bless you, because you will get a great education reading that book cover to cover. You will. Regardless of how you use it, you need it. Can't use it if you don't have it, right? Modern Essentials, 5th edition, Modern Essentials, 11th edition. The John Moore landing page for doTERRA oils, that's right there at my website under products. Pretty simple to get started. Pretty straightforward. Just waiting for you. And yes, if you want to start a business, Liam will help you do that. It's simple. You don't have to inventory your product, which is one of the things that attracted me to it. To be able to sell things, I don't need to buy first and inventory. I'm a small guy, you know, I'm just worked by myself. People are shocked to find out that I'm just, when they call my number, that I pick up the phone and, as opposed to some answering service. I got my home phone published at my website at thelibertyman.com. Now, my order line, those are order-taking professionals, and they do a great job. They're my hometown, St. Louis, very well-trained young men and women who do a great job taking orders. But your job is to listen, to ponder, and to make a decision. You want to keep doing what you're doing, using pharmaceutical products that are expensive and possibly harmful, possibly deadly, or do you want to use what God intended, which is the essential oils? It's not a leap of faith to make that statement, by the way. The essential oils are mentioned in the Bible more than 300 times. That's a verifiable fact. Of course they are. It's your choice, however, to decide what to do. Use the oils or not use the oils. Yes, they do work. Of course they work. That's why people have been using them for thousands of years. If they didn't work, people would not have been using them for thousands of years. Ten months. Got a lot to do out there, ladies and gentlemen. Getting in the best physical condition you can, getting your spiritual house in order, getting the skills you need, getting the supplies you need, all those things. I've been at this a long time, which is why I have some discretionary time to enjoy a hobby, such as my Triumph sports car. So that's how I achieve my goals, is by being at it for so long. If you're new to this, you may not have discretionary time. You may need to focus all your discretionary time on just getting ready. That's certainly a good possibility, and if you need to do it, that's what you need to do. That's okay. I know during 1998 and then 1999 especially, the run-up to Y2K, I didn't have any discretionary time for any hobbies, especially 1999. Every weekend, and I mean every weekend, was taken up with preparedness, Friday night to Sunday night. And then during the week, Monday through Friday, I did at least one thing. Maybe it was just some little thing, like getting another little bag of beans or rice or something, a new pair of shoe bootlaces. I did a little something every day. Every day. And those little things every day add up over time. So I've been at this long enough that I don't need to devote that much time to it anymore. I've got some serious preparations complete and ready to go, which gives me some discretionary time to do things that are, quite frankly, more interesting to me. But do what you must. And be honest with yourself. Seriously, be honest with yourself about where you are health-wise, where you are in your spiritual walk with God, where you are in your preparations, where you are in your physical abilities, where you are with what you've stored up, where you are with your skill sets. Be honest with yourself. If you haven't had a first aid class in several years, you probably need another one. If you haven't had CPR in 2 years or less, you probably need another CPR class. Don't have your ham radio license? You got time to get it now. I know most people are reluctant to do that. They make various excuses why they don't and won't. That's your choice. I'm not the one that's going to suffer because you don't do it. You're the one that will suffer, not John Moore. Getting ready now, in my opinion, is the best thing you can be doing for yourself and for the people you care about. You may have people that are counting on you. Children, grandchildren, spouse, maybe others, maybe elderly parents. They'll be counting on you to be the one who's prepared, the one who has taken the time to do what's necessary to get the skills, to get the supplies. Here's our last break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see this playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here on Tuesday at Republic Broadcasting, Tuesday the 14th of January. I start my day. In the morning, I get up about 4:45 a.m., do my workout, 300 crunches, 100 push-ups, lots of stretching. The stretching is just as important as everything else. Then I check out the weather for the day. I go to Steve Quayle's website and see what Steve has posted at his website. I go to my friend Paul Martin's website, Revolution Radio. Check out what Dave Hodges is up to. I go to my home page. My home page is WhatFinger. It's kind of an unusual name. WhatFinger.com. It's a great news site to keep up on what's going on with geopolitical matters. Epoch Times. It's E-P-O-C-H. Echo Papa Oscar Charlie Hotel. Epoch Times. My friend Jeff Nyquist, he'll be on with me tomorrow. Jeff Nyquist is a regular contributor there, columnist. Of course, I check my email and I check for orders and so forth. See how many folks have ordered energy cleaners overnight. And do that. I'll have some breakfast, get back to checking the news. And, of course, my show starts at 0800 Central Time, Monday through Friday. That's how I get my day going Monday through Friday. Lots of things to do. I make my list. Typically, I start the night before. My list of things to do the following morning, the following day. People I need to call. Things I need to get done. Places I need to go. I've been doing that since, 1967. As a young adult, working as an intelligence analyst, I realized very quickly that if I didn't write down everything and make a list, it was just something that would get overlooked. So I've been a list maker forever. A friend of mine, he's an attorney, very accomplished attorney, who has written a number of excellent books on firearms, a Jewish gentleman. He says, John, there's two kinds of people in the world, list makers and everybody else. I guess there's some truth to that. I need to keep emphasizing my concern, my personal concern, about what will happen following the election, the first Tuesday in November this year, 10 months away. That will be here pretty quick. I keep saying that, and I will keep saying it, because it's true. I'm sure the president is aware of all the possibilities, and I'm sure the president is doing whatever he can within his ability to mitigate and make those things go away. I hope he's able to do so. I don't want to see civil disorder in our country. It's just something I simply don't want to see. No normal person would want to see it. So I hope the president can mitigate and stop and prevent violence from happening, civil disorder from happening, after the election in November of this year, 10 months away. In the meantime, we can't take that for granted. Need to be working on your preps, working on your physical abilities. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now what? Firearms ammunition. Never ever guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.